You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly and Hugh Douglas. It is a Fransky Friday, so now it is time to say hi. The Phillies play-by-play voice right here, Phillies Radio Network, and on 94 WIP, Scott Fransky. Scott's sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott joins us from out in sunny San Diego. What's going on, Scott?
Not sunny yet.
Oh, really?
Cloudy today. Yes.
Wow.
Had a beautiful day yesterday, but that marine layer is holding on tight here so far today.
Yeah, that's rare. It's usually beautiful out there all the time, Scott, but interesting road trip for the Phils so far. And let's start there. Offense up and down on this trip so far. Really kind of what it's been the last few weeks. And, you know, what do you make of this offense right now after that up and down series in San Fran?
Well, I mean, obviously you know, they're an inning away from winning the series, obviously. For whatever reason, they don't play well out there. They don't hit well out there. It's not a ballpark, especially at night. It's really conducive to hitting a lot of homers. And obviously the Phillies are at their best when they're, you know, slugging and hitting the long ball. But it's hard to do in that ballpark. So, you know, I mean, I think they're just, you know, ups and downs. Obviously, what was it? What day is it? Wednesday, the last game, you know. Biggest thing there is, I mean, obviously great that Harper had four hits, but four hits that are all, you know, extra base hits, they're all to the opposite field. I think that means a lot to Harper. I think it means he's a little closer to on balance and a little closer to being what we expect him to be. So that could be a huge thing going forward.
You know what? That's what I was just about to ask you, Scott. Does it feel like Bryce is back to being the Bryce that we need him to be?
Sometimes all it is one game, Hugh, and then all of a sudden he gets locked in. So, I mean, proof will be in the follow-up, you know, what happens the next few days and how he looks, how his swing looks. But yeah, that was a really, really encouraging sign, I think, to see what he did on Wednesday.
You know what, Scott? What was more encouraging, and I don't know if you feel this way, was the bravado that he had after the game when he was talking about how he felt and everything. Because one thing that he said stuck out to me was, I'm one of the best in baseball. Like, that's the Bryce Harper that it felt like, you know, we needed to see and we haven't really seen all season long.
Yeah, I think some other games, you know, he's been somewhat self-deprecating, you know. Like, he had one hit, you know, it was a big hit. But the rest of the at-bats weren't his best. But I think he felt like that, you know, Wednesday was a day that, you know, was a while in the making, and he was trying to get back there. And he's right. If he's playing like that, he is one of the best players in baseball. You know, that's why he's the centerpiece of the offense and the focal point of this club, because he's one of the best. And hopefully that continues.
You know, Scott, I'm kind of curious now, because since we're here, if Bryce gets back to the Bryce that we think that he could be, Do you feel like we need to, you know, at the trade deadline, probably add another piece in there?
Well, I mean, I think you can always add. I mean, there's obviously places that have to improve, you know, spots that need to improve. I mean, Max Kepler hasn't done enough in left field, center field. You know, Marsh has played way better since he came back off the injury, you know, after that slow start. I mean, his numbers since then are really, really pretty good, especially for a guy you're asking to bat ninth and kind of set the table. So, but there's, you know, without a doubt, I mean, obviously Bryson's had his struggles. There's places to improve for sure. I just don't know that there's as many options available on the trade market, you know, hitting wise. I don't know that there's that impact bat, you know, that big guy. I mean, I think anything you try to do there is probably going to end up being somewhat on the fringes, kind of marginal to try to help improve the roster. But I don't know that there's a big splash to be had, you know, hitting wise on the trade market.
Yeah, Scott, and I want to ask you about the bullpen in a second. But first, just going back to Tuesday night, you've obviously been calling games here for a long time. Was Tuesday the weirdest way you've ever seen a game end?
It's right up there. I mean, obviously, in every other ballpark, that's just a, you know, garden variety walk-off home run. It's into the seats, and, you know, the fact that it comes off the wall and caroms the way it did, that's the novelty of it all. But, that was right up there. I mean, it's one of those things you never see. I mean, I've seen a game end on an unassisted triple play as well, so that's also pretty eventful and pretty a pretty rare occurrence. So I'd say those two are as rare as the actual feat is. I mean, at any point in a game to have it come, you know, to represent the final play of the game, that's pretty new, pretty different.
Yeah, it was crazy. And, you know, the guy who was on the mound when that went down, Scott, Jordan Romano, obviously his first year here, he struggled for the most part this season. What are you seeing from Jordan Romano right now?
I mean, location is poor. The velocity is weird, how it jumps. It moves all the time. Kind of makes you wonder if there's something mechanical going on or if there's something mental going on, you know? Not as much conviction as he needs to have. It's a real struggle, and I think the Phillies are going to have to while he figures it out, if he can figure it out, I just don't see how you can trust him at the end of games. I think they're going to have to start looking at some others, and maybe it's unconventional, but I think you're going to have to start giving leverage opportunities to somebody else. Until somebody else comes in, you know, if you make a deal, I think you still have to, you got to try to win these games in the moment. And if somebody like Max Lazar, for instance, is pitching better than Jordan Romano, what's the harm in giving someone like Max Lazar a try? You're only going to find out if he can do it if you give him a chance to do it. You know, whether it's Lazar or Seth Johnson or somebody like that who's not used to pitching in leverage, who hasn't done a lot of it. I think you're at the point now where you have to try that.
Scott Fransky joining us now, play-by-play voice of the Phillies. And obviously, Scott, the big topic of conversation now, the trade deadline as it comes up. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the offensive side of things. I think the expectation the Phillies will look to certainly improve the bullpen. How do you kind of come down on the idea of moving some of the higher-level prospects for bullpen pieces? How difficult do you think it is to weigh kind of the future versus right now and going all in on this team?
I mean, I've always been of the mind that you try to go for it. You have a first place team. You have a team that already has a wealth of talent that can be, you know, very formidable in a postseason series. You have a clear, glaring need. It's not like you have you could do this, you could do A or B or C or whatever. It's like, it's without a doubt, your biggest flaw right now is your pen. There's fewer internal options to improve the pen, right? We just talked about the offense, right? Can Max Kepler get better? I think so. Can Bryce Harper be better? I think obviously. Can Bryson Stott be better? I think so. Will they? We don't know. But you have options there internally that you feel like, okay, these guys could turn it around. We don't necessarily have to reshuffle the deck. With the bullpen, maybe a different story. I don't know that there's anybody, you know, 2 years ago, you know, they kind of had Orion Kerkering on the outside radar, right? A kid who's coming up through A and double A and gets to triple A. I don't know that the Phillies really have that bullpen wise. So I just think you have a real obvious, clear, glaring need to improve the pen. You have a starting staff that right now healthy can win any playoff series. They just need a little support from the pen. And I think for me, prospects are prospects and they're fun to talk about and we can debate them all we want. But I think it's rare the instances where something like that really comes back to bite you and you say, oh man, I wish we could do that over and keep that kid as opposed to making the deal to go for it now.
Yeah, and on the other end of the spectrum, Scott, you mentioned the starting rotation, and specifically Zach Wheeler. Beginning of the week, Sunday, just an incredible performance against the Reds. Just your thoughts on Zach, and how incredible is it that he's still able to do what he's able to do at 35 years old?
It is really amazing, and again, the age thing is pretty remarkable to think that. He just doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. He really is kind of starting to look like a little bit of a, I mean, most guys at this age are finding that. It's not unheard of for guys to pitch past this point and still be really successful, but it's a small group of people. And it's a group of guys who are on another level from everybody else. You know, the Scherzers and Verlanders who were very, very successful into their late 30s and are still pitching into their 40s. Maybe not the same now, but they certainly were at that age, at age 35. And I think it's a time in somebody's career where you can really separate the good from the truly great. Guys who have a little window of greatness to those who have a much bigger window. And I think Zach falls in that class.
Yeah, and just one more for you here, Scott. You look at the All-Stars, a little surprising, I think, that only Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber were selected. Did that surprise you that no Trey Turner, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, that the Phils only got two guys in?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a first-place team. You would think they'd get a little more consideration. You know, I understand the system, the way it works. You know, in somebody like Trey's case, I mean, his numbers are clearly deserving of being an all-star, but I understand there's roster considerations and there's only a spot for so many shortstops and you have voting and whatnot. The fan voting is what it is. So I understand that the spots are limited, but yeah, I think he's deserving. Chris is deserving. I think Ranger's deserving. Their numbers are clearly all-star worthy. But you know, the numbers, didn't work out for him roster wise this year. So, you know, it is what it is. I think it's not a bad thing for these guys to get time off. That's for sure. That's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, no, definitely. Good for them to get a little bit of a break. You'll get a little bit of a break as well after this series, Scott. But you'll be on the call tonight. Scott and Kevin Stocker will be on the call right here, 940 on 94 WIP Phillies Radio Network. Scott, thanks for hopping on, man, and enjoy the break.
Have a good one, man.
Just stay up late with us, Hugh. You can do it.
No way he makes it.
There you go. So, Hugh can make it. I'm the one who can't make it these days, Scott.
I'm going to try, Scott. I'm going to try to make it happen tonight.
All right.
Thanks, Scott. Take it easy, later. Man. Scott Fransky out on the call there in San Diego. Yeah, Scott's worried about you. He's got to be worried about
no,
me.
You know,
I'm the one who can't make it.
It's wine night. I was thinking about getting some of the exciting whites.
What night's not?
Some exciting whites.
What night's not wine night?
Well, you know, work night. Well, the other night, I was just trying to
read.
The
other night, he took one of the
Well, no, I drank the red the other night because I just wanted to see how it would feel. But this is where I went wrong, TK.
You drank alcohol to see how it would feel?
Well, no, like,
what are you, 15?
No, I drank it too late.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I drink it. Like normally, if I'm a try some new wine, it'll be around 7 o'clock. So that way, you know, I can fall asleep and let it, you know, do its thing and wake up, you know, bright eyed and bushy tail. I drank this glass about, well, this bottle, because I don't believe in cracking a bottle of wine and putting it back in the refrigerator. Who does that? This time I drank it about, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
If so I took a bottle to the head, I'd be, you know, done the next day.
You know what's funny? It's, like, to be honest, ain't a whole lot of pores in a bottle of wine. Maybe two.
There's less than you think.
Hey, Kyle.
Two pores? Maybe two? Filling the wine glass to the brim?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, dog, I'll be drinking wine like Kool-Aid.
I mean, if you're drinking by yourself, there's, you know, it's not a big deal.
You know what's funny? I am convinced that if I was somewhere with some people that actually drink wine and like to enjoy wine, they'd look at me and be like, damn, he can't even taste the wine. You know what I mean? He's not even enjoying it because he's like
chugging it,
gulping it.
This would be a great content idea. Hugh at the Vineyard.
I'm going to the vineyard next week, man.
We got to get video.
I'm going to the
traveling around the vineyards
I'm going to the Poconos next week, and I'm going to be drunk.
I'm
going to catch an Uber.
Don't they?
I'm going
to go all the way up north just to drink.
Don't they bring around, like, the little glasses of wine? I would just love them to bring huge bottles of wine.
I wish somebody would bring me a little glass. I'd be like, who the hell you think you're dealing with? That's when I get real indignant. But like, who the hell you think you're dealing with?
Man, well, Hugh, you're going to have the wine, and then you're going to delve into the betting tonight.
I've never been to a winery. Do they only get them little-ass glasses? Like,
I think they do.
Oh, man.
Because you're supposed to savor it.
What do you want, like a pint glass for beer?
I would like a nice little. Hey, listen, I would like. Can I take my Bucky's cup with me?
Nothing says class.
Like a Bucky's cup.
That would be so funny. You showing up like, hey, can you guys just fill up this Bucky's cup?
Yeah. Put it in my Bucky's cup. Like
fill it up all the way.
Nothing classier than bring a plastic Bucky's cup to a vineyard.
Oh, this one's tin. What you talking about?
Oh, it's
this
tin.
Is a nice.
Oh, sorry.
This is a nice Bucky's cup.
Never been to Bucky's. About? They got to get the Bucky's around.
No, they're working on. Well, it's one in Virginia. It's like 4 hours away.
I'm not driving 4 hours to go there.
I mean, it's an excursion. It'll be a nice little weekend. Take the kids. I guarantee if you took your
kids
with your TK,
to Bucky's?
They would have a ball. Bucky's is always packed, man. The lady told me when I went to Bucky's, when I did get a chance to go, she said, you came at a good time because nobody's hardly here. Because it's like people will spend time at Bucky's for hours.
Well, I did enjoy your documentation of the Buc-ees.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the Buc-ees again at some point, but no, this weekend I'm going to the winery.
There you go. Wow, this
going
is
going to drink
awesome.
Some wine.
Get live in the bathroom there?
Get live in the bathroom at the winery.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot of things on the table today. Talking about the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, do you trust him at the deadline? Not do you want him to make a big move. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to do it? I don't. I don't know how you could, considering what he's done the last couple of years. He has not shown the ability to even judge the Phillies' needs correctly. I don't trust him at the deadline. You and Kyle do you? And also, a couple of Eagles topics. Number one, do you think the defense can be even better than last year? Maybe I'm crazy. I do. I think when you look at Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, another year of experience, another year in Vic Fangio's system, another year for Vic Fangio to put his imprint on the defense, to implement his scheme, get the players that he wants in here. Because I think it's pretty clear, looking at that draft, just look at Vic Fangio's reaction after the Eagles drafted Jahad Campbell. This was Vic Fangio's draft, more than anything, in my opinion. Like, this is a defense that now is really being put together in his image. I think they could be even better. And is Joe Giglio out of his mind? Because Joe released
That goes without saying.
Well, obviously.
I think that goes without saying. Joe's on vacation, tweeting out list. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's bizarre.
Y'all not about to hear from me.
We're going to be calling you to check in to make sure you're all right.
No, I'm going to be banged up. Well. Ain't no question. I'm going to be banged up, but I'm going to be responsible. You know, I'm going to go and get banged up and take the Ubers. But I'm going to be in wine country banged up, though.
There you go.
I'm going to do that.
That sounds like a good time, man.
Well, yeah. This is like almost like they forcing me to take a vacation.
Yeah, I think, a lot of ladies go out to the vineyards.
I don't know. But I just want to learn about wine, man. That's like I want to learn how to, when I drink wine, I could, talk about the notes in the wine and stuff like that. Because, it's funny, my man Trey Thomas, he's a big wine drinker now. Trey has gotten to the point where Trey bottles his own wine, man, along with dyeing his beard to take the gray out of it. He does that. He dyes his beard.
Blew up his spot right there. Trey Thomas.
Trey dyes his beard to take the gray out, and now he's making wine. He's really evolved. Everywhere we go now, like when we go out, he will have a nice little wine and he'll drink it, and he likes to swish it around a little bit, and he smells the glass, and he's a wine connoisseur. Yeah, and Todd Harriman. Todd beat me up my last year.
Yeah.
With the Eagles. Yeah. So, yeah, those guys are kind of like hoity-toity now. They're the hoity-toity.
There you go. And you'll be with them being hoity-toity at the Vineyard this week. 215-592-9494. Also, give us a song for Tri-Day, a bad song for Tri-Day today. All that on the table. Let's go back to the phones. I guess it's time for Aaron San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
What's that voice, Aaron?
Mr. Kelly, Mr. Douglas, Principal Quinn, I would like to talk about the topic of the day.
I guess he's trying to say
that's a first.
Being robotic.
I think Aaron's coming after me here because he tweeted something at me last night. What, saying you don't think I've been authentic this week, Aaron?
I think that Mr. Dombrowski needs to add two bats and two arms in the bullpen, and I think that will give us the road to victory. With that being said, good morning, Philadelphia! DK,
it has
been an absolute pleasure working with you this week.
We're not working together, Aaron. I'm working, you're not.
Well, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate the support. And if you're Team Aaron, then I'm Team TK.
Well, this is the problem, Aaron. Every time you call, I sway back the other way, so now I'm a Jim guy again. And now when Jim calls later, I'll probably be an Aaron guy again. Whenever I talk to either of you, I just don't want to be doing that.
Well, and let's address the elephant in the room. When it comes to Stewardess Jim and it comes to Chrissy from Middle Earth, I have to give them a sports history lesson because their sports knowledge is severely lacking. About 10 years ago, Dean Spanos picked the Chargers up and moved from San Diego and took them to L.A. Now, Chris, you are right. Phillip Rivers and I do have something in common. The same Chargers team doctor repaired both of our knees. And to all you people out there, I will be roaming the streets of San Diego on Saturday night, adorned in my Chargers gear. Just look for the guy with the red, white, and gray jersey. It'll say Howard on the back of it. And on the front of it, the Chargers will be spelled P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S.
You heard him.
Good one, Aaron. That was
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
You heard him.
Now, in terms of my song, Q, you took my go-to karaoke song, I'm Too Sexy. So I'm going to come up with one that I remember as a kid, and I hated the song, but I loved the video. Rico Suave.
Yeah, that was another one.
What is
Rico
that one?
Suave?
I don't know if I've heard that
You
one.
Never heard Rico Suave?
I probably heard.
See, me and
Aaron
about the same
it.
Age. Yeah, it was a Latin song. It was pretty big back in the day.
Okay.
And hey, TK, you know what it is between you and I?
What?
I think you're an earth sign. And I'm a water sign, and when you put us together on the radio, we make mud, my friend.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Yeah. Have a great, blessed weekend.
All right, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Is there anything more, less surprising that is Aaron's go-to karaoke song?
Rico Suave?
No.
No, the I'm Too Sexy?
No, it's
the
not
The most
surprising.
Annoying guy, the most annoying song.
I say this with all due respect, Aaron. I feel like every time he calls, I just, die a little bit inside. You know, I just I'm just dead serious.
I think he's physically incapable of not making an annoying phone call.
Oh, yeah. He's I don't think it's an act. I think he's just naturally an annoying person.
Yeah. See, and then when you see him on social media, it's 10 times worse.
Yeah. He's
a problem.
I don't know if I don't even know if I dislike him. I dislike him if it was intentional.
He's probably a fine fella, just really annoying.
Right, but if it's not intentional, I mean, I don't really dislike him. I just kind of feel bad for
but
him.
But see, do you know what the funny part about that is? Kyle means that with every fiber of his being.
I mean, he's very annoying.
He doesn't bother me.
Really?
Him or Jim. Neither one of them. I enjoy both of their calls because I feel like, you know, we don't agree all the time. And I kind of like to think outside the box a little bit. So, yeah, I enjoy their calls.
I don't know if it's thinking outside the box.
Well, there's been times where me and Aaron have not seen eye to eye. We just haven't. But, you know, I respect his opinion and it seems like
I don't know if I've ever seen eye to eye with Aaron.
No, yeah. him and Kyle, I think they go at it as soon as he answers the phone.
Yeah, when I answer the phone to Aaron, I say what?
The Chargers Phillies jersey joke was just so bad.
Yeah, it
it's
wasn't good.
So bad.
Well, I guess he was trying to let you know that he's a Phillies fan in his way.
Oh,
his own special way.
That came across, but it was just
it took a long
joke.
Time to get there.
Yeah.
Took a long time.
215-592-9494 if you want to get into. Trust Dave Dombrowski. I just can't do it. You can get in on the Eagles stuff as well, plus your bad songs for Tri-Day. And when we come back, we'll again see if we can find a match for the Phillies. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.